Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. I am blessing our Almighty Creator and just thanking Him once again that He woke us up. Yes, thanking Him that you have called to join in with me and the Holy Spirit to Crown Talking Drums Radio. This is early Sunday morning. Once again, the first Sunday, the first day, yes, of a brand new year, 2023. Wow. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see it. I appreciate you taking this time out of your schedule as we're just going to talk, just talk a little bit this morning. Hallelujah. Talk about our Messiah, Jesus, the Anointed One. He is so worthy, and I'm not sure what He's going to say today. I really don't know, you know, how the new year, a lot of times you're speaking to ministers as a minister or a pastor or preacher, just speaking to the Lord for a word or a cliche or something like that. I'm really not sure, but, you know, we know where we are. We're living in a season, and you know, we're in this time, this broadcast hour for such a time as this ministries. And, you know, of course, my name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I just thank Elohim. You know, that He's given me an ability to encourage the saints. He's given that ability to all of us as His people. And I just thank Him for another opportunity, you know, to share of His word, His goodness, His kindness. But this morning, He didn't give me anything as specific. And I just thank Him for that, because you just don't know, and you just make yourself available, amen, and open to see what the Spirit of the living God is going to say, amen. And it's a lot going on. I've been out of town, and I hadn't seen the news in over a week. I know. I don't even know what's going on locally or anything. I haven't seen any news, but I know it's a lot still going on. But I just give Him the honor, the praise, and the glory. I know the pandemic's still going on, and flu, and earthquakes, and floods, and fires, and all kind of crime still going on. But I just thank Him this morning that He woke us up. Hallelujah. So sometimes we didn't get any devastating news. Actually, I did hear or get a phone call from my youngest son and one of his friends in the military. Another friend of his friend's friend, was killed in a head-on collision from a drunk driver. So it's just so much going on. Hallelujah. Life is still going on. In this world, it's a lot of chaotic stuff still going on, but we've been warned of these things, and I'm just greatly appreciative that we're on the right track. Hallelujah. We're on the right side of the track this morning. Hallelujah. Let us just have a word of prayer. Father, we just bless you, and you are our Heavenly Father. You are our Abba Father, our Daddy. We appreciate you. We thank you for waking us up to see a brand new day. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for allowing us, hallelujah, to have this new mercy today and this new grace today, Father. We don't take it for granted, hallelujah, that we have the activities of our limbs today. Hallelujah. We're in our right state of mind and thinking, and we praise you for that. We just give you glory and honor for who you are and who you're becoming even the more in our lives. We just magnify you, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We thank you, Lord God, that our senses are in operation. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, we can see and smell and hear and taste, and we can even feel, we can touch things and we can feel them. We thank you, Lord. We don't take that for granted either. We thank you that you woke us up with a, you know, a roof over our head. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up this morning and looking at the stars or trying to keep ourselves warm. So much, Father, we take for granted. We thank you for clean running water. Hallelujah. We don't have to drink the same water we bathed in that they do in so many countries, oh God, in the foreign countries. Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We may not have all the things we want, but God, we thank you that you give us what we need. And when you even do that, you go above and beyond our expectations. And we just give you praise for that. We don't take you for granted. We don't take your mercy for granted. We just love you and we appreciate you. As we go about this day, we just ask for your Holy Spirit's presence to be with us. Hallelujah. To encourage us, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit and I, as we encourage the saints on this brand new beginning of a year, another year. Father, we just thank you, hallelujah, for your presence infiltrating this time, infiltrating this presence as we are in your presence. And it's in your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Christ, the Anointed One. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Amen. I just want to say and wish everyone a happy new year. Amen. You know, when as I was even stating earlier, a lot of times ministers and pastors are just seeking God for a word for the year, and sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak a word for me at the beginning of the year, but I mean, he's always speaking to us. He's always giving us a word. He's always giving us, you know, fresh revelation and new insights as we spend time with him and we sit in his presence, you know, and I'm just grateful for that. But he hasn't given me a specific word, at least not at this time, for this new year. It's another day, and we thank him. Yes, we made it in to a brand new year, but it's another day, and that's what we're celebrating, another day that we get the opportunity, hallelujah, to represent him. It's all about him. It's not about, you know, a lot of times we take these different celebrations and these different seasons, we take them to a whole extreme level. That's what the world does. We don't need to do that as God's people. Amen. We get another brand new day. And I'm just thanking him that it took us into another era, another year, the beginning of a year. But that's not my focus point. Amen. I'm just grateful. I don't want to just be so focused because, you know, even like we just came out of the holiday of Christmas, and that's the time, you know, it's all about Christ. It's not all about all this commercialism, and I'm just grateful. I'm not caught up in all that anymore. There was a point in one time years back when I was all caught up in that, was getting kind of pulled in to that. But we are warned, hallelujah, and we are encouraged not to be conformed to this world. Amen. Amen. That's the truth anyhow. And all these different celebrations is taking place. I know Christians or believers, those who are followers of Christ, hallelujah, the Messiah, amen, you know, we can get pulled in, amen, and get taken off track and thrown off, amen. We can get pulled into all those arenas and we lose sight of the focal point. Amen. So my encouragement this for this year is just don't lose sight. Amen. Stay focused. Amen. On the mission and what we've been called to do. Don't let things pull you off track. You know, there was a saying, we'll go there. I'm going to hold off on that point. I don't want to go there yet. But my mind is just right now on this, you know, a lot of services, and I'm sure a lot of gatherings have taken place, and you know, there were, you know, a lot of people all over the world and places celebrating, and in their format of celebration, and probably getting drunk and leaving different parties and celebrations, for celebrating in the new year or whatever, or taking out the old and bringing in the new. And, you know, it may be okay, but that shouldn't be our focus. For what are you going to be doing for New Year? I will sleep. I understand my husband so much now, even in his absence, as I'm thinking about how he didn't get all keyed up on things, how he didn't get so, you know, overly zealous about things. He was just a calm, a plain person who just loved the Lord with all his being. He didn't get all up into, you know, the celebrations, the things. And I understand him even the more as I'm seeing what the Lord is doing in me and how he's changing my views on things. And it should get that way as we get older. You know, we, you know, older and wiser, you hear that. It's some people that's older and they don't have no wisdom about them. They feel foolish and they still out there doing this, that, and the other, and they're not seeking the Lord for his way of doing things. That's using wisdom, the God kind of wisdom. Amen. It's when we're seeking our Heavenly Father's way of doing things according to his word. Amen. When we're applying his counsel to making our decisions. Amen. A lot of times when it's all these different celebrations, we get caught up and we want to get into all that too. But that's not what it's about. Amen. It's a lot of people around this time that are really lonely, and, you know, everybody's not celebrating. You got a lot of loneliness and a lot of lost people are just, their minds are just reflecting on what they lost last year, or who might have passed on in their family, or they get caught up in they're caught up in their own feelings, you know. But that's not what, amen, this is about either. We just want to, you know, some people think it's the beginning of another year of failure. If they had failure last year, they think, oh, it's just going to be the same old, same old. But if we're doing the same thing and we're not doing anything different, we're probably going to get the same results. Amen. And our Creator is always calling us up to a higher level. Always. If we stay in the same place and we don't seek him even the more, amen, we're not going to go anywhere different. We're not going to do anything different. We're going to always get that same result. Amen. So I'm just grateful, hallelujah, today. Amen. Even as the holiday had passed over, you know, you see a lot of people smiling, but sometimes behind that smile, there's pain going on. There's hurt going on. Amen. And you just really don't know it. Some people have to fake it till they make it. Amen, so to speak. But we just come to encourage, amen, that we can't go on in our life like that. Amen. That's why we want to talk always about and represent always our Christ. He is joy. He is peace. He's everything that the world needs. Amen. That's why we must be the salt of the earth. What kind of flavor are we bringing forth? We are the light of the world. We illuminate him in our actions, in the way that we talk and walk and live. Amen. We don't have time to stay sulking in the pain that we may be experiencing. We don't have time to stay there. Amen. We have to get up and keep it moving, go forward. Amen. In spite of the pain, he came to relieve our pain. He came to give us what we need to move forward and not to stay, because it's all about choices. And we make choices every moment. We're making a choice hallelujah, to how we're going to react to something that may have come and try to take us off guard in our life. We still make a choice how we're going to react to that. Amen. What's our action going to be in that? And yes, I'm still saying a happy new year to you. Just kind of reflecting down through some things and how we respond and how we act and how we should be going forward even the more. Amen. Especially for the times that we're living in, for such a time as this. And I'm just grateful to the Heavenly Father because that word will never change. We are living in a specific time. Amen. The times and the seasons are always changing. Time doesn't stand still and wait on nobody. It just keeps right on ticking into the future. So we have to see every moment that we have, amen, as God's representatives, amen, to bring forth his flavor on this earth. Amen. And, you know, we don't have any moment and any time to waste. Amen. This was what I was going to say earlier. This little statement came to me and I jotted it down. You know, some people, you know how you hear people say, oh, you need to go back to bed and lay down and get that over with. You done started off on the wrong side of the bed or something. But it's a scripture that came to my mind. It's in the Psalm, of course. And I had moved away from that. I was looking at this. Let me get back to it. Psalms 94. Amen. And it says 94 and 18. When I said my foot slippeth, your mercy, O Lord, held me up. See, a lot of these cliches we get caught up in too. Oh, I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. No, you know, I just need a do-over. I got off on the wrong foot today. I've heard people say that recently. I heard that stated. But there's no getting up. When we have our Heavenly Creator, this scripture right here encourages us. 94:18, when I said my foot slippeth, your mercy, O Lord, held me up. The mercy of our King, his loving kindness, his faithfulness keeps us moving. And if we mess up, sometimes we wake up rushing. It seems like the whole day is rushed. But if we take a moment and just calm, take a calm moment, take some deep breaths and say, okay, let's calm it down. I've had to do this before. As a matter of fact, I woke up late this morning, you know? Here I was coming from a state where 3 hours behind, and I was on point with the sleep there. I didn't lose the time here, and I get here with the baby early, and still woke up almost late. Woke up, and I still woke up. And who was the first one on my mind? Thinking about my Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, thanking Him for the Holy Spirit. Giving him praise for leading me and guiding me today. Amen. It didn't throw me off. I'm just grateful I was able to be here and talk because I missed talking to you all last week. Amen. Yes, because of those 3 hours behind, I was sleeping at 4 o'clock in the morning when it was 7 o'clock here. And that's amazing. Isn't it something how you... when you step back in time, it's like I stepped back in time, but it was so much going on in California. It was just kind of fast-paced and just moving and too much moving and going. We need calm in our lives. Amen. And I'm just grateful. My son had asked me maybe Wednesday or so. He said, Mom, you going to be sad to go back home? I said, no, baby. I'm looking forward to going back home. I said, I'm ready to get back to some normalcy, ready to get back to my calm, my pride, my time. Hallelujah. I had time with my Creator there. I wouldn't go out of my room until I was in his presence. That's something we have to do. We have to make, I don't care where we are, where we go, we have to make it a focal point. It has to be a focus, a time of focus, a time that we purposely set aside. And that's what I want to encourage you to do even the more, hallelujah, this coming year, hallelujah, as we have broken into a new era. We have stepped over and crossed into a new time, a new year, 2023. Yes, amen. We're there. We started it. We're here. Well, the Lord, he allowed us to start it. He allowed us to be in the number. And I'm grateful. I believe you are too this morning. Amen. That he allowed us to be in the number one more time. Hallelujah. And we get to show forth his glory, his mercy, his honor. Amen. So it doesn't matter how your morning starts off. Just get back on the right foot. Amen. Even days when I have woken up, like this morning, I woke up a little later than I would have wished to have. I wanted to spend even more time, but he was still the first thing on my mind. And days I wake up when I have to go into the office and I'm not working from home, amen, and I wake up late, I'm still able to give him maybe not as much time. I'm grateful that it's not, you know, like he gonna come down and just beat me over the head if I don't get to spend all the more of the time with him. But he's still that acknowledgement, that first and foremost acknowledgement. When we wake up, even before our feet even hit the floor, amen. Thank him we have feet that we can hit the floor and walk with. Yes, we can move these bodies. Amen. I'm grateful. And sometimes these bodies feel a little ache or a little pain. But we can feel. I mean, it's not comfortable, but we have feeling in our body, and we know something's going on. But I'm grateful. He's our healer. Yeah, he heals us of all disease, all infirmity. Hallelujah. And we're grateful to him for that. But we have to trust him and believe him to do that. He is who he said he is. He said, I am that I am. He's going to always be who he is. He's everything we need him to be, all at the same time. Amen. And I'm just grateful to him for that. Hallelujah. Yes, he's omniscient, and we thank him for that. He's omniscient. Yes, he knows it all. He hears it all. He sees it all. And we're grateful to him for that. Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just bless your name. Amen. So I'm just thankful and just want to continue to encourage you, amen, to go forward, amen. And if there was a scripture that I would, another scripture that he would bring to me, my mind even thinks on Isaiah, amen, a very familiar passage of scripture, amen, for this new day or this new year that's beginning, amen, that's starting the first day of 2023. We already talked about not being conformed to the things of this world and so many celebrations that we take to a level that they shouldn't go to, amen, or it's okay to celebrate and have fun. We're supposed to, yes. Living this life is not a boring life, and I believe in having fun, and I believe in having a good time. Amen. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is sometimes we go a little overboard in the celebration, and it's like we've conformed to the world. We don't look any different. We're supposed to look different, and we're supposed to represent in a different way. Amen. It is not that we're just closing ourselves off or cutting ourselves down or shutting ourselves down. It's just our thoughts are different, so we don't think that way. You know, we don't think in that way anymore. We're more geared to, and I was talking to one of my friends even on yesterday, and she was talking about how they gathered together with the family, just having fun and just laughing and talking and, you know, doing a holiday, and they just gathered together, and that's what it's really all about. Our Heavenly Father is about relationship and us cultivating our relationship with, you know, he always has an order. When your husband and wife husband and wife, and it trickles down to the children and the grandchildren for the generations to come. I mean, you can talk about things you used to do when you was older, when you was young, and they look at you like you're crazy. You did, man, that happened. And, you know, it's just a good time to reflect and just a good time, you know, but we don't reflect back on those days and stay there. We still have to move forward. Amen. And it may seem like I'm rambling a little bit. I know it does to me today, but I'm just grateful for this opportunity to encourage us to keep the real thing, the real thing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. And my thing on that is our Heavenly Father. He's first and foremost. He's the beginning. He's the end. And he's always the beginning. He's always the end. That's never going to change. It's not about, you know, a celebration, hallelujah, of a new year. It's about celebrating him always being, hallelujah, fresh to us. He's always new. He's always giving us freshness and giving us fresh revelations, new ideas and creativity. He's always downloading us with these things. Amen. Especially when we're in his presence. So it's not always about a new word or fresh words. He's always doing that for us. Amen. That's what I love about him. He's always giving us freshness. We can be in a conversation with someone, and they may say one thing, and the creator give you a whole different revelation of that. I know that's how he gives me, and I got to the point where I'm trying to get where I'm at a place where I can write it down, because if I don't, a lot of times I say, okay, Holy Spirit, what was that you said? He may bring it back to my remembrance, but not as quick as I may want to. So I'm getting to the point where I'm trying to get better in that area and just write it down. Amen. So he always downloaded. So I know if he's doing that for me, he's doing that for you. Our Heavenly Father, he's not a respected person. He's not. And though each one of us is special, you know, I always say I'm special. You're special too. We have to look at it from a personal aspect that we are special, that he loves us and favors us. That was what our last message was about, talking about his favor. And I expect it, and I keep experiencing it over and over again. It doesn't matter what's happening and what's going on, I expect the favor of God. Even when something, like for instance, when I got to California and my luggage was lost, even in that, I expected the favor of the Most High. I expected his favor, even wherever it was. I expected his favor. I didn't know who I was going to talk to or who I was going to get in touch with. And I finally got in touch with someone on Saturday. And he said, well, let me dig a little deeper. Hold on. I'm not sure. Well, let's see what we can find. He found the location because they couldn't do that. They couldn't tell you where what was going on that night when we arrived. But that next morning, I was able to get down to what was going on with my luggage. He found it. He told me when it was going to arrive. And that's when I got there. I got there and got my luggage. So I'm grateful. Amen. That even in the midst of something coming to take you off guard, because when you think about it, when you go somewhere, everything that you have for that visit is in that bag. Amen. Your toiletry, 9 times out of 10, unless you just take a check bag and you have all, I mean, you don't take a check bag, you just take a carry-on bag and you have everything in this little small ounces. But I was going to be there too long. I needed a little bit more. I was going to be there too long for just a couple of days. And I needed a little more and didn't want to buy anything. So I'm grateful that I was able to get my, you know, stuff the next day. Amen. But we have to think, just anything can come up. And we still, even when it comes to try to throw us off, to try to steal our joy or whatever, for whatever reason it happens, sometimes it's a test. Amen. And I want to pass the test. And I'm grateful I did. I was a little aggravated about it because that's the first time that it ever happened. And but a lot of times things come to try to take your joy. But guess what? That kind of stuff is not what gave me my joy. So why would it steal my joy? It took me off for a minute, But I was immediately right back and just looked at the brighter side of things. I was able to go buy me something. I had the funds to go buy something else to wear. It was inconvenient, but guess what? My luggage was there. I was able to take that stuff back the next few days and got my money back. Amen. My son said, well, Mom, I thought you, I said, yeah, I like that. I don't need that blouse. I don't need those pants. I got plenty of clothes. I'm going to get my money back. I picked it. I liked it. I bought it because I liked it. I didn't want to buy anything I didn't like, but I didn't need it. Amen. There's a difference in a need and a want. I did not need it. Amen. So we have to just readdress, and I know we can all think about things, amen, that we have, you know, done or went through, or something's come up unexpectedly, amen, and it just took everything from us, amen, even the loss of a life or a loved one, amen, it just takes you off and takes you out. But when you have, hallelujah, there we go again, what's on the inside of us? The presence of our King. He's on the inside of us. He's indwelling us. His very person by the Spirit is in us, communing with us. Hallelujah. Talking to us, calming us. He's everything we need him to be. And I trust him to remain that with whatever may come. Amen. With whatever may take place in this new year of 2023. You know, and it's interesting, I had kind of talked to Apostle a little bit when I was Apostle Armstrong, Willie Armstrong, when I was out. And this journey, this new journey that I'm on, and it's new for me, it's fresh, because I was on that journey a long time, for some years with my husband. And it was him and I, the Lord, him and I. And my journey is very interesting, and I'm seeing different things in a different light. It's like a fresh revelation in how I'm living now has been turned on. I can't explain it. It's just different. And you know, this journey is interesting. I'm seeing a lot of different things in a different kind of way, and I can't explain it. But I'm grateful for it. Amen. It's helping me to take my journey and my walk even the more seriously with my heavenly Creator. Amen. Sometimes in life, we can be so thrown off on all that's around us that we lose the focus. Amen. And the focus is going to always be our heavenly Creator. Always. Amen. And that's what makes me want to read this Isaiah 43, very familiar passage of Scripture. 18 and 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So even in the dried up places, or hallelujah, or when it seems like there's no provisions, our Creator is still doing a new thing. He's still opening up. You know, he tells us not to get so caught up. You know, don't earnestly remember. Sometimes people are so much in the past that they can't move forward to the future. We're so caught up with all that's happened to us and been done to us in our past that it keeps us there. It keeps us in our past. We can't go forward. God is always calling us forward because he's always doing new things. He's always giving fresh revelation. He's always, but if we're so caught up in the old, we won't move in the new. We can't let, you know, as they say, let bygones be bygones. We really do have to, what has happened, it has happened. We can't change what happened, even if we were part of the reason it happened. We can't change that. We don't need to beat ourselves down any longer. We don't need to beat that person down any longer. We have to believe and trust that our Heavenly Creator is not only working on us from the inside out, but he's working on that individual from the inside out. We have to believe and trust that. That he is still yet doing a new thing. Even when you see an old thing try to pop up and resonate, when you see that, you better speak to it because it's a spirit. But we have control over those forces. Amen. We have the authority. Hallelujah. Our heavenly creator has given it to us. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Messiah, was our example as we saw him walk this earth, as we saw him decree and declare, as we saw him speak to demons and command them to shut up. Yes, he commanded them to shut up, to close their mouth. Amen. We saw Paul. We saw them on the road as they were doing ministry. They did the same thing because that's what they were taught. Amen. And we are to do the same thing. Amen. So I'm just grateful today for this brand new day. Amen. That we don't have to dwell on the past. What's happened in 2022 or 2021 or 2020 or 2019. Even with all the pandemic and all the pain that it brought. All the frustration. All the lies that passed on. And passed away because of it. It's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen. But it shouldn't take us as believers off guard when we're prepared. We have to be a prepared people. Hallelujah. And we will be prepared with all the calamities. There's going to be calamities, even more, that will come. But when we're prepared, they won't throw us off guard. Even if that calamity affects a loved one of ours, we're all getting up out of here. This is not our home. We have to remember we're just in the dressing room. We're preparing, hallelujah, to live eternally. This is not it. But this world wants us to get so caught up with what we see here that it takes precedence over the life that we are going to live forever. We can't get caught up, saints of God. We have to keep the main thing, the main thing. Keep our creator in his place. He's the main thing. Only my initial sermon, the first sermon I preached, I was already kind of teaching, preaching, but the first sermon I preached back in 1998 is my initial sermon. Hallelujah. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do in his name, all that we do according to his will and his way, that's all that's going to be lasting. That's all that's going to matter. And he had me to break it down. I was trying to find a note to that because I got some of my old notes and I couldn't find them. I know I have them. They're packed somewhere. But I like to go back and down memory lane in that area. Amen. When it comes to preaching, we know we just read the scripture, Isaiah. Don't get all caught up earnestly on the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Sometimes we stay there so long we can't go forward. And we can reflect back. Even I talked about how we gather with family and talk about things with our children and grandchildren and how we used to do this and, you know, and they laugh about it. You know, how we used to do it this way or that way. But I'm just grateful. Hallelujah. That we get the opportunity to, just do what God tells us to do. Amen. Amen. And be who he tells us to be. Be not conformed to this world and pattern after its system of doing things. Amen. That's an instruction that he allowed Paul to share with us. Amen. Part of our Christian conduct, so to speak, or our follower of Christ conduct. We're following after the Messiah and his way of doing things. Amen. That's why he came to earth, to be our example, so we can see how he moved. Amen. How he did things, how he said things, so we can act in those same ways. Amen. No, we're not perfect. But that's why Christ came in human form, to show us he was the one that was perfect. Yes. Perfect. He was man in the flesh, but without sin. He didn't do any wrong. Amen. And we still messed up, but we're grateful we can go back to him. Amen. Quickly. Amen. We don't have to hang on to whatever we might have said or done or, you know, out of context or out of his will. That's why we pray constantly. I know I do. Father God, forgive me. Forgive me of anything I may have said or done that was contrary to what you would have me to do or say. Amen. My actions. And sometimes the Holy Spirit lets you know immediately. Sometimes we do things and we're not really sure yet, but later on we'll think about it. I know I do. So that's, and I can't do anything, but it's not that I'm comparing my, but all I have is my personal relationship with my Creator. So I know if he deals with me that way, and it's not about me, I'm just sharing. He has to deal with others and you like that too. Or are we just not paying any attention? I want to pay it attention. When he speaks to me later about something I did or said, I want to be able to have the opportunity to correct it or get it right. That's why we thank him. He give us another day today. It's the new year. It's the new beginning of a new, brand new year. But it's still another day, a brand new day. Amen. That he gives us the opportunity to make a wrong right. Amen. If we didn't recognize it was wrong the day before or a few hours before, the Holy Spirit re-illuminated. That was kind of wrong. You shouldn't have said that. Maybe you need to go back and try to correct. That's how he deals with me. So I know he's not, I'm not the only one he deals with like that, but we need to pay attention to it. Some of us might get that dealt with like that and don't pay it any attention. No, oh, it's all right. It's all right. No, I'm serious about my walk. And I want it, you know, no, I'm not perfect. But if there's a flaw that the Holy Spirit brings to our mind, and this is all a part, I guess he just wanted us to talk about keeping the main thing, and keeping the focal point where it is, going even going forward. And don't stand so caught up. Don't get so caught up on what happened before or in the past. Amen. It's all about the King and his kingdom. And it's going to always be about that when it comes to us. We are his people. We are the people of God. We are the saints. Hallelujah. Of the Most High. And I thank him that he allowed me, he drew me enough to choose him. No one can come to him except the Holy Spirit draw them. Amen. And that's part of my prayer for those who are lost, that the Holy Spirit would draw them. Hallelujah. Because they can't come unless he draws them according to the scripture. But I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. That we are not going to be conformed. If we've been conformed to any type of tradition that doesn't line up with scripture, going forward, we're not going to be conformed any longer. We're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In order to do that, that's how we're going to prove what's good and what's acceptable and what's the perfect, mature, what's the will of God. What's his will in that area? What does he say about that? Something we don't even have the history of it. We don't even know why we're celebrating it. And that's what's opening up my illumination. Because over the past few years, I've been doing a deeper study on these different holidays and stuff and where they came from and how they started. That's me. I wanted to know. I wanted to dig. And I've always been a researcher, even on my former job. That's what I did. I was a research heavy duty. I researched heavy duty stuff. And when I think about that, you know, because I was on the light duty team when I first started. And my manager took me off of that because he was mad that I took some extra days off and put me on heavy duty. I did heavy duty research on heavy duty equipment for almost 20 years. That's a long time. That's a long time to do heavy-duty research. But I've always been a researcher. And to obtain knowledge, I don't want to attain so much knowledge that you get all puffed up and you forget and lose sight of who you are and whose you are. Amen. No. But we just thank God this morning that he wants us to move forward. Hallelujah. At the beginning of this new year, keeping the main thing, which is him, the main thing. Keep it main. Keep his precepts, his laws in the right order, in the right perspective. Amen. Line our lives up with what he says. Amen. He didn't give a lot of scriptures this morning, but I'm just going with the flow. I didn't really know how he was going to bring this. I knew I had the one scripture or the two scriptures, but I didn't know that kind of just kind of came to my mind as I was thinking, but I didn't know how he was going to bring it forth. And I'm just grateful that when we make ourselves available to him, hallelujah, he will open, all we have to do is open up our mouth and he will speak. That's what he told Moses. You know, Moses talked about his speech impediment. I believe it was Moses. Wait a minute. Yeah, I believe it was Moses. But he sent help to interpret, even with the stuttering. Amen. His lips were loosened eventually. But I'm just grateful that he said when he's not a respected person. And I believe that same thing. When I open up my mouth, he will speak. When you open up your mouth, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will give you at that very hour, at that very moment, what you need to say. Amen. He will lead you and guide you. When you spend time in his presence, amen, and in his word, in his presence, just acknowledging him sometimes and just blessed quietness, you don't say nothing. You're just laying there acknowledging his presence or just sitting there acknowledging his presence. And keep my son, he called me last night, he said, Mama, what you doing? I said, I'm just sitting in the presence of my father. He said, you just, I said, yeah, I'm sitting in the floor. I'm just sitting here in the floor, son. I'm just acknowledging his presence in blessed quietness. That's what I was doing. And I was like rocking just in his presence and just asking him, what does he want me to share with his people on today? I heard nothing, but I still sat there in his presence. Amen. We have to do that. That's why I was so ready to get back home. You know the saying, there's no place like home. What was her name who used to say it? Oh, gosh. When she was clicking her heels. There's no place like home. Alice in Wonderland. There is no place. And I'm sure that saying was said before she even said it in that old movie. But it's not. When you've been away and you get back, some people don't like going home. They like being away if there's a lot of mess going on. That's a difference. But see, when a home is made a home, it's different. You can have a house with a roof over your head, but it's not a home. You make your home. When you come in here, when I walked in the door, I felt the peace. The peace just ushered and welcomed me back in. It just over. And I think I was on the phone. That's when I was on the phone with Apostle. And when I walked in the door and took the alarm off, I mean, well, just when I walked in, I was saying that I believed to him on the phone. I said, I'm back in my place of peace. Yes, it's just welcomed me. Something like that I was saying because I felt the presence of the Most High God. And I thank him for that. This home was not, when my husband was here, there was no so-called hell raising in our home. There was love, even with our times of disagreement that we had, to come back together to agree and come to a common ground. There was no hell raising. If he got upset about something or I got upset about something, one of us might walk off for a little bit and come back. But there was no leaving. We stayed intact with it, even when it upset one or the other. Amen. But that peace resided, and it still resides. And that's how it should be in our home. Make sure that peace resides in your home. Whatever you got to do to make it happen, amen, or to help it to happen, you set a precedent. You set the atmosphere, hallelujah, for your home. Amen. If it's you that has to do it, the temperature. My husband used to tell me, you set the temperature, honey. You the one who set the temperature in this home. He would tell me that so much. And yeah, I didn't know what he really meant by that. But maybe I guess he saw that when things got heated up with us, I would kind of just be the calm. And I would just, you know, whatever. I don't know what he meant by that. I never got an explanation. But anyway, To God, Yah, be all the glory. Amen. I bless him for that. Hallelujah. So we have to make sure that we're setting the right temperature in our home. Amen. And if it's, you know, and then you can sense it. When you leave for a little bit and you come back, you just feel it. I'm grateful. As I was away, I talked to my neighbor, and she told me that their pipe that froze and the heat, the lights and stuff were going off and on. And because I know here, back here in North Carolina, we were experiencing some negative degree temperatures. I was like, wow, in California, the lowest was like getting 30s. And I think before I got there, maybe down in the 20s. But that was cold for them. It didn't get down that cold. So I didn't experience that while I was at home. So, and then I talked to my brother and another young lady. Well, it was, a lot of this was through text. I wasn't on the phone a lot, but I did talk to my neighbor on the phone. And because the time difference was so off, and when I looked to think about calling somebody, I said, oh, no, it's so-and-so that there. I can't call. Because I was thinking about calling, you know, some of my girlfriends, you know. I was thinking about calling my friend girl, or however you want to say that, but I was thinking about calling, and then I would look at the clock, and I said, can't call now. But anyway, it was just, you know, my brother's power was out. He had no water, so one of his pipes, the pipe where he lived, had broke. So he was without water and stuff for a couple of days, and one young lady, her heat was out for some hours, like almost a day. So when I got home, my answer machine, nothing was blinking. My clock was set. And so I'm grateful because I loose the angelic host to cover and protect and guard this home while I'm gone, inside and out. And there was nothing happened. No power went out. My cameras worked the whole time. And I'm just grateful. I was just so grateful. I mean, even when I hung up the phone, I just broke down in tears. I was so grateful to Yah. Our God, yes, Yahweh, I was so grateful to him for keeping everything intact while I was away. Nothing went out, and I'm grateful. So we have to be grateful for all things that he does for us. And even that's why we have to keep the main thing. Keep him in perspective of where he should be, and that's always first. Number uno. Number one, amen. He needs to be the first forefront in our minds when making decisions, because we're going to have some decisions to make this year. Amen. Things are changing. Laws in this land are changing, and we're in this land right now. So a lot of these laws and of the land and all will affect us. So we're going to have to make some decisions, but let's make those wise decisions based off of godly counsel, whether the Holy Spirit is counseling us privately or we're talking to others and we're getting some financial counseling through wisdom, you know. Amen. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. The scripture tells us that. Amen. So I take counsel when it's godly counsel. I take it to heart. Amen. To him be all the glory. So that's what I want to encourage you with, saints of God. I believe I'm through. I'm done. The Holy Spirit has said what he needed to say. And I talked a little bit too much about my personal things, but I'm just grateful that it all comes back down to him. It's all about him. It's not about any one of us, except that we be used for his glory. That we have the, you know, and that's the humbling thing. We get to be used, and not used up, but we get to be used in his glory and honor to represent him. Amen. And that's a blessing, and that's an honor within itself. Yes. So why not take it upon ourselves to choose, yes, to keep him, the main thing, which is him. The main person, the main, hallelujah, the creator, hallelujah, Elohim, creator with all power in his hand of heaven and earth. Why not keep him the main thing with everything that we do? It's important that we keep him at the forefront of every decision we make. Everything from the smallest to the greatest. He's concerned about little small things that we wouldn't think he would be concerned about. And he said he would, if he said he would perfect everything that concerned us. Everything is everything. That covers it all, from the smallest to the greatest. That's what I love about our Father. He is our daddy. He loves on us so much. Hallelujah. That he wants us to understand and know, hallelujah, how to walk this walk. And it's through seeking him, talking to him, and asking him questions. And I'm so glad that we ask him questions. Amen. To him be all the glory. Hallelujah. We are his saints. Yes, the set apart ones. That's who we are. He reminded me, I saw a clipping this week, and he reminded me of so much studies I had done years back. He's reminding me of words and things I used to just talk about. Some of the stuff, it's like I lost it, but he reminded me. Like, I'm putting you in remembrance of these, but these are not, these are good things that I'm putting you in remembrance. This is nothing negative, but it's all good. We are the set apart one. So let's live that way, saint. That's why I call you his saint. That's who we are. We are his set apart one. Amen. And to him be all the glory. I love you all with the love of the Lord, and I yet just want to say a happy, prosperous, and blessed new year to you as you make decisions going forward this year, because I believe I'm unmuting the line, we're going to have some decisions to make. We're making them every day anyway, anyhow. So let's make those decisions, as my husband will say, it's going to put you far ahead of the game. That's going to put you ahead of the game. Though we're not living this life, hallelujah, it's not a game. This is reality. This is reality. But when you play games, there are certain things, rules you have to follow. Amen. So when we're making decisions, we want to make decisions that's going to put us as saints of the Most High. Yes. Going to put us ahead of the game. Going to put us a notch up. You know, people trying to figure out how they know that, how they do that. We have the Holy Spirit. He's our revelator. He reveals to us. He directs us. He leads our path. Yes. Amen. Yes. I thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. If there's any comments, any prayer requests, your lines are unmuted. You can unmute your personal line if you have it muted. If you have anything you'd like to say or any comment you'd like to make or prayer request. Thank you, Father.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that your message this morning was on point. And it shows us how we are to live our lives here, and that we are not living it by ourselves, and that the Holy Spirit, or the Comforter, that Jesus said he would go and he would send a Comforter. You were comfortable with the Comforter, that you do not have a topic of a scripture this morning, but you came on. And you allow the Holy Spirit to use you, the lives of those of us who are listening. And it was an awesome, awesome message. And I thank God for you. And I'm just looking forward to all the future things that God is going to do in your life and use you to touch the lives of the many.
Praise God. Thank you, God. God bless you, Apostle. Sir.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank God. Okay, so we will close out. No other comments. We're going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just acknowledge you once again, and we thank you once again. Can't thank you enough. If we had We couldn't thank you, neither could we praise you enough. Mm-hmm. You're so worthy. You're so good. You're so faithful. Hallelujah. You're everything that you said you be. And Father, we just believe you to be who you said you are. Our trust is in you, Father. This is we sit down in a chair and we believe that chair is going to hold us up. We're trusting in you. Hallelujah. Knowing that you're going to hold us up. Father, we thank you through whatever it is we may have to experience in the days that lie ahead. You got us. You're covering us all the way around. Bottom, front, side, back. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our shalom peace. Not sometimes, but all the time. You're on the inside of us. Hallelujah. You're indwelling us even now. And we thank you for that. As we go forth throughout this day and the remainder of the days of this year, God, we just give you praise. We thank you that you're going forth before us. Your angelic host, hallelujah, we loose you to go forth before us. Father God, we thank you for your divine protection. For those who are going to services today, God, we thank you for the word of the living God that's going to come forth, even the Lord, to confirm what you have to say to us. And we give you praise for that. Help us not to get so caught up in the cliches or all these different celebrations and all that's going on, but keep you the main thing. You are first. You will always be the first, the last. You said, I am the beginning and the ending. And we thank you for that, Father. Mm-hmm. We take you at your word and what you said. And we just trust and believe you're going to continue to watch over your word to perform it, bring it to pass. We give you praise for that. Father, we stand in agreement for Keyshawn, Lord God, is one of his best friends before he got into the military, was killed in a head-on collision. Father, we just lift up that family to you, Lord God. Be the comfort, God, if they don't know you. Let them come to know you, even through this experience like never before. Help them not to, if they know you, not to grow bitter, but better, oh God. Father, we ask that you download your presence in them, God. Lead them if they don't know you. Draw them by your spirit. And we pray this for that family. You know the names. You know all involved, God. Even the person that hit them head on, God. If they live, survive, God, let this be a life-changing experience for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you know what's going on in our individual families. We lift up our families to you right now, God. You know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. We're continuing to call for restoration in the family, God. And we thank you for working it all out. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, the Messiah, we pray. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen, amen. And to God be all the glory. Shalom, shalom, and peace unto you.